Restrictions on travel to Canada due to the COVID-19 pandemic. On March 16, 2020, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that travel restrictions will be implemented on those entering Canada via international flights, beginning on March 18, 2020 at 12 p.m. EST, noon. These restrictions are the latest ones in a series of measures taken by the Canadian government to limit the spread of the COVID-19 virus in Canada. Below is a summary of what has been confirmed so far. This is a rapidly evolving situation and we anticipate further changes and clarifications in the coming days. We are monitoring the situation closely, and will continue to communicate updates as soon as they become available. What we know. Beginning March 18, 2020 at 12 p.m. EST, noon, the following changes will come into effect. International flights will be redirected to four airports: Toronto Pearson International Airport, Vancouver International Airport, Montreal Trudeau International Airport, and Calgary International Airport. Domestic flights, and flights arriving from the USA, Mexico, the Caribbean or Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon will not be limited to these four airports. Foreign nationals will not be permitted to enter Canada by air travel, with few exceptions. The exceptions include foreign nationals who are in transit to a third country. Foreign nationals who are essential workers, including, but not limited to, workers who are essential to the movement of goods and people, for example air crews, healthcare workers, diplomats, immediate family members of Canadian citizens, U.S. citizens who have been residing in the USA or Canada in the last 14 days, asymptomatic Canadian citizens and permanent residents, PRs, will continue to be permitted to enter Canada by air travel. Airlines will conduct a basic health assessment of all air travelers prior to boarding an international flight to Canada. Anyone who presents COVID-19 symptoms will not be permitted to board an international flight to Canada, regardless of nationality. Airlines will conduct a pre-boarding health assessment for all travelers. This assessment involves asking simple health questions, looking for visible signs of illness before boarding, and possibly referring the traveler for a further medical assessment. Travelers who present COVID-19 symptoms will not be permitted to board an international flight to Canada for a period of 14 days, or until they present a medical certificate that confirms the patient does not carry the virus. The Government of Canada will provide support to Canadians affected by COVID-19 abroad. Canadians stuck abroad should get in touch with their local consular services. Travelers who enter Canada are instructed to self-isolate for a period of 14 days upon arrival, with limited exceptions for healthy essential workers. The above updates will not apply to travel related to commerce or trade. As the global response to the COVID-19 pandemic continues to rapidly evolve, employers are increasingly faced with around-the-clock challenges on how to support employees and their families in these unprecedented times. Frequent touchpoints with international assignees and travelers, and an assessment of immigration considerations and strategies, are critical now more than ever. Please contact your Baker McKenzie lawyers, above, for more information. You can also access our Coronavirus Resource Center for information on the impact of this situation on your business and what you can do to manage these risks. It covers areas of immediate concerns such as employer obligations, contract issues, supply chain disruption, financing and force majeure, as well as more forward-looking issues such as practical impact on transactions and IPO activity.